This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I am losing my mind. I don't know how to feel right now. We have breaking news. The New York Knicks have just traded for Mikal Bridges. That's right. I didn't stutter. You heard me right. Leon Rose worked magic, and he got Mikal Bridges on this roster. I can't believe it. When I read the report, I was shocked. I thought I was dreaming. I couldn't believe that the Knicks finally pulled it off. They got Mikal Bridges on this team. And what a sight it was to see. We're going to break down all of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The Knicks trade for Mikal Bridges. I released a video earlier today. I said it to you guys. I told you the Knicks checked in on Mikal Bridges. And everybody told me I was crazy thinking about why should we think about Mikal? Mikal's not going to come here. It's not realistic. But I told you, watch Leon Rose and watch what he does. Because we said it before, Leon Rose, he is always going to work magic. He is going to do something that takes it off for the Knicks, that makes us go to the next level. I told you that Mikal Bridges was the final piece, the perfect piece, number one on my list for the target the Knicks needed to go after. All the reports were there. We saw all the seeds, but we didn't want to believe it. And why? 1983. The last time the Knicks and the Nets did any type of trades together. The Knicks made a massive trade for Mikal Bridges. We're going to break it down step by step so you can see the entire trade that they did. Some people are hating against it. Some people think that we overpaid. But you know what? Sometimes to get the perfect piece, you have to overpay. But let's talk about that overpayment. Let's go to Adrian Wojnarowski and his recent report here. According to Woj, he dropped a breaking news Woj bomb that states the Brooklyn Nets have agreed in principle on a trade to send forward Mikal Bridges to the New York Knicks for Bojan Bogdanovic, 4 unprotected first round picks, a protected first round pick via the Bucks, an unprotected pick swap, and a second rounder. Now, we're going to go into each and every one of those picks and what year they're unprotected. But if you look at that package, isn't it similar to the package that I said earlier when I did that video in terms of an overpay? They were likely going to have to give up how many picks? 6 first rounders and a couple of players. Now, I included Deuce in my thing. They didn't give up Deuce. Before we go into what they gave up and quote unquote the overpay, let's talk about what they have right now. And let's also get it twisted. Let's also make sure we're not getting it twisted here. Just because they signed Mikal Bridges, it doesn't mean that OG Anunoby is not going to be a player that they're going to look to re-sign. As soon as this happened, look at what Ian Bagley reported here. Shout out to Ian Bagley. The Knicks trade for Mikal Bridges does not, let me repeat that again for everybody in the back, does not change their hope that they can re-sign OG Anunoby in free agency. You know what the Knicks just created? Jalen Brunson, Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, Julius Randle, Isaiah Hartenstein. That starting five is a finals team. That goes all the way to the NBA finals. And did you guys know we didn't trade away any of our unprotected picks for this year? That means we have all of those picks that we can still use to add low-cost players to this team. The Knicks got Mikal Bridges and 1 second-round pick in 2026. The Knicks get Bojan Bogdanovic, four Knicks unprotected first. We're talking about 2025, 2027, 2029, and 31. And then we have the Knicks giving up that protected Milwaukee pick, 2025, an unprotected pick swap of 2028. And then the Knicks also give up their second 2025 pick as well, too. So you have all of those picks included in order for the Knicks to get Mikal Bridges. Say what you want to say. You can light it up in the chat. You can light it up in the comments. Was it an overpay? I'll be happy to tell you. It was an overpay. The Knicks overpaid for Mikal Bridges. They gave up too much for Mikal Bridges because nobody on this planet is going to convince me that four unprotected first round picks that go into 2031 is not even slightly an overpay. But let me counter and say this. They needed to make this move. They needed to add Mikal Bridges to this team because Mikal is the missing piece. And our championship window, our window to compete and win, is right now. We are in it. Jalen Brunson just showed you why. Superstar status. His window is now, which means our window is now. We have about 4 or 5 years. The Knicks have to make the right moves, the right trades, add the right pieces. They hit a home run with Mikal Bridges. According to Ian Bagley here, Mikal Bridges' deal came together quickly after Bridges informed the Nets that he wanted to be a Knick. Bridges was prepared to sign with New York, and his side was prepared to use that as leverage to keep other teams from trading for him. This was the real reason why Mikal Bridges was traded to the Knicks. Without him asking to be traded to New York, this trade likely doesn't happen. We talk about all the packages, everything given up. But there was one thing that was always needed. The desire, the want, the need, the desire for Mikal Bridges to say, I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be part of this situation.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I want to go play with my boys. I want to go to the Knicks. We thought it wouldn't happen. We thought Mikal was too nice to do that. You know what? He's not that nice, I guess, because he's nice enough to know when he needs to leave a situation. He wasn't going to be the guy in Brooklyn. The owner stated they wanted to rebuild. If you're a player on that team, you're a quote-unquote all-star or star, and you hear the owner say that he wants to not win now, but he wants to build toward the future. How do you feel about that? Because you're in your prime years as Mikal Bridges. You want to win now. And I'm sure looking across the bridge, looking at the Knicks, that's what he was seeing. He was seeing all of his guys win, and he wants to help with that. And now he's going to have the opportunity to do so. According to Bagley, he states, the Nets surely did not want to trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks, but Bridges' side was prepared to force the issue by telling teams he wanted to be a New York Knick. Bridges' side made it clear to Brooklyn that he wanted to be a Knick and reunite with his Villanova teammates in Brunson, Hart, and DiVincenzo. That takes a lot of heart to be able to do that. No pun intended. Think about that. Mikal Bridges, as we're speaking right now, is the face of the Nets. He's the face of that franchise. Do you know what it takes for the face of the franchise when you know everybody's watching you? to walk up to the GM and say, I don't want to be here anymore. I already see the writing on the wall. I know what you're doing, and I don't want to be a part of it. I want to be a part of a winning situation. And I'm looking at my boys. They're with the Knicks. They're winning, and they're doing it injured. We were healthy, and we really couldn't do it. And they did it injured. If I went there, they would make better use of me, better use of my time, better use of my prime years. That's why I want to go there. And then credit to Sean Marks, because he has been one of the main factors to why this trade has never happened. And you know what? Credit to him by listening to Mikal Bridges and listening to what his star player had to tell him. And he told him, I don't want to be here anymore. And he said, all right, I'll trade you. And he didn't have to do that. He could have waited. He could have waited for the best deal. He could have waited till next season. He could have done so many things. But he said, nope, I'm going to do it right now. I'll trade you. I'll get as many assets back. And I'll make sure this is the team that I have moving forward, a rebuilding team. And even though I'm trading you to my rival in the Knicks, I know that's what you wanted. You wanted to be a Knick. And in the long run, it does the Knicks favor to trade Mikal to the destination he wants to go to. Because now everybody in the NBA is looking at the Nets and thinking to themselves, you know what? Maybe they're not such a bad organization. At least they trade the stars that they have to the destinations they want to go to. I'm sure that's what the, at least that's what some people are talking about with the Nets right now. And if you want to save face and you're Sean Marks, maybe that's what you do. Maybe that was part of this deal. Either way, I don't care about the Nets. I don't care about what they got. I don't care about what they're doing. I care about us. I care about the Knicks. I care about everything that we're building and we're doing. And right now, the Knicks are on a level that I've never seen in my entire lifetime. They have a team that I've never seen in my entire lifetime. We have our squad for the next coming years. OG Anunoby, Jalen Brunson, Julius Randle, Mikal Bridges, Isaiah Hartenstein, Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo. We got a squad, ladies and gentlemen. We have a squad that can go toe-to-toe legitimately with any single NBA team, West Coast or East Coast, any given night. Leon Rose gave that to us. Leon Rose created this for us. Leon Rose did all of this just for us. Everybody criticized him. He waited so many years to make the move. And then, his fourth year in, he makes all the moves necessary. Going into free agency, he makes the move necessary. Headed into draft night, he's going to make the move necessary. Going into the rest of this offseason, he's going to make the move necessary. Is there a trend? Yes, there is. You know what that trend is called? Best basketball president we've ever had in franchise history, at least since I've been alive. Leon Rose set us up to get Mikal Bridges. He set us up to not give away any of our core pieces. He's given the Knicks at least one season of absolute greatness. Our window for championships is 4 to 5 years, but our window for championships without having to extend or pay anybody a crazy amount of money is this year, 2024-2025. The Knicks were already a good team headed into this next season. We now have Mikal Bridges. We now have the final piece. We now have a team that can go all the way to the NBA Finals. What I'm saying, I guess, is the Knicks are here. We're ready. It's our time. This is our time. And we are ready to make an impact to get that championship that has not been seen in New York for 50 plus years. It's the chip that we've needed. We suffered for. We've watched other teams win. We've been this close for a couple of years ago. We always wanted to get back there. That was the goal. Leon Rose needed to get us a team that could get us back to that dance, all the way to the NBA Finals. He's done that. He needed to do so without tearing apart our team. He's done that as well. What do the Knicks have to do now? Go into training camp, put it all together, go all the way to the NBA Finals, and bring a championship back to New York. But until next time, Knicks fans, thank you so much for supporting this episode. That's going to do it for this one. Please go ahead and smash that like button. Leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.